From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting breaking news. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence has resigned. In a story that broke just moments ago, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has submitted his letter of resignation. No details are available as yet, but as they become available, be sure to pass them along to you. But as of a few moments ago, it's been reported by Reuters that the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has submitted his letter of resignation. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is denying reports of infighting within his transition team and claims via Twitter that a very organized process is taking place as he selects members of his cabinet. Mr. Trump has been under fire for his choice of chief White House strategist, and questions persist about the role of his three children and son-in-law in the process. In addition, he is facing continued opposition among ordinary Americans who found his campaign rhetoric offensive and divisive. Zlatica Hoek reports.
United!
Students at Yale University walked out of classes on Wednesday to support undocumented peers. Protest organizers are calling for their schools to shelter people who may face deportation. In New York City, Trump's name was removed from three rental towers he once owned after 600 residents signed an online petition.
We knew that we did not feel safe with his name on the building.
Some Republican lawmakers also have criticized Trump in the past, but they presented a united front on Wednesday. The new Congress will have a Republican majority in both chambers. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And the president-elect is scheduled to be meeting with Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan, that meeting to take place a little later on today. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama brought his message of America's enduring unity and cooperation to the heart of Europe on Thursday, stressing to Germans and all Europeans that the United States will continue to engage with the world. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop of his final overseas tour as president. The country is Europe's top economy and U.S. trading partner, an important member of NATO and host to thousands of U.S. troops. Observers have also suggested its leader, Angela Merkel, could be emerging as the most prominent liberal voice in a region where nationalist movements are gaining strength. Russia announced Wednesday that it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir reports.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to bring to justice and to punish a U.S.-based opposition Muslim cleric that he's been accusing of plotting the failed July 15th coup attempt in his country. Erdogan spoke today in Pakistan after wide-ranging official talks with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. He later addressed a special joint session of the Pakistani parliament. It is now certain that behind this July 15th coup attempt, we have the Gulenist terrorist organization and its leader residing in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, Erdogan said, referring to Fethullah Gulen and his anti-government Hizmet movement. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago.
I know that over the past week, a lot of people have asked themselves whether America is the country we thought it was. The divisions laid bare by this election run deep. But please listen to me when I say this. America is worth it. Our children are worth it. Believe in our country, fight for our values, and never, ever give up.
Mrs. Clinton appeared at a gala for the Children's Defense Fund. And a U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration on January the 20th. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.